you're here, so I'll just turn it over to you.
No, let's do that. Let's do that. I want to hear what everybody learned this afternoon. It's kind of strange doing an evening session like this, but I just couldn't bear the thought of not letting our members share. It's just too good. So yeah, why don't you lead us and let's do some takeaways.
Well, just so one or two. So whoever has something that from this afternoon, something from, well, really any of the from Tom's presentation, it could be mine, it could be something that you
Michelle
heard.
Francis' presentation.
Yes, it could be any of them. So, but I do want to know what's some of your biggest takeaways or aha, something maybe you were reminded of, maybe you had heard of it for the first time, but what jumped out at you? While we're waiting, I'll just say I really loved. Oh, here we go. Actually, Deanna says, thank you so much for doing that, Howard. That was your spiritual session.
Oh, good.
Yes. Garrett says, thank you, Howard, for sharing your faith. Beverly, love Beverly, said, loved Howard's comment. Stop that doesn't have a boarding pass.
Hey, come on board. This is too valuable of a vessel.
I know. Let's see. Dawn said, amen. Thanks again. Love the message. And let's see. Jim says, I have a bookshelf, Elfie. Wait, Evie. Sorry. If they're moving so quick up the thing, I'm missing them. All right. Let's see. That really anyone, William says that really anyone can write a book, for we all have a story. You're welcome, William. Caroline says, love Dr. Leaf and how to keep my mind calm and focused. Absolutely. Nikki says that we are all given choices and that we have to choose to win. Tanya says, it was great. Our team members really enjoyed it. Thank you so much. Jamie, kill the ants. Love the ants. Yes. Charlie, let's see, it popped up again. Charlie, really like the thinking hat process.
Yeah.
Andrew, loved your presentation, Michelle. Working on my story for the last couple of months, you inspired me to get it done. Awesome. Let me know how I can
No.
help. Scott, you just reiterated the old analogy that you can accomplish anything you put your mind to, for sure. And then Denise, our identity is found in who we are, not in what we do or have. Garrett, my takeaway was kill the ants. Caroline Michelle says, Michelle, I'm writing a book at the moment and you actually got me so much more inspired. Yay. And then Michael, Dr. Leaf, mind management process. Shell says, it's so refreshing to hear people not afraid to give God the glory. Amen. Charlie says, also really like the five levels of being phenomenal. And then finally, Joe, I learned you just have to run faster than your slowest friend in a park. So true.
How does Tom Ziegler, and by the way, hey Rick, if you can come on, Satya, if you're still with us, you may be with your family, that's fine. And Tom Ziegler, if you want to come on, if you're still with us, that's great. But how do you get remote workforce bear in a park? You gotta be Tom Ziegler to get
Talent.
it's Tom. All right, hey guys, we're gonna have some fun tonight, and so before I get we start getting some other people on to share with us, Sherry and Santiago, why don't you guys share some takeaways from today?
I was texting you while it was happening. I beat you, Sherry. You see? I was texting you, Howard, as it was happening. I think I have become a Dr. Lee fan, that's for sure. Like immediately as it was happening, before I even knew about the book package, I was already getting all the audiobooks. So they were already in there, downloaded. I was scheduling a time of when I was going to start listening to it. And then I realized, oh, there's a package. I could have saved some money on that. So that was awesome. I got the audio, the app, with the 3 month deal, and I realized there's actually a family plan on it that you can get. So if you're using Apple's family plan, you can actually pass it on to your whole family as part of it.
Oh, great.
So I
Perfect.
thought that was really cool, because as soon as I got off, I'm telling my wife, I'm like, hey honey, I think we should start this thing, and like all these really cool things. But really going back to three things she said, and she said it so quick, like I wish we could go back and just study
I
her
know.
content. This isn't one that's just like got it, woo, we're good. No, this is, it's going to take a while. And the more that we watch her, the more that we understand, the more that we capture more of the information. But she mentioned the alert, focus, calm. Those three things.
She said what?
Alert, focus, and calm.
Love that.
And those three little things, being alert, being focused, and being calm, and understanding that stress is good. And then Tom comes back at the end and just adds on to that, makes it just that understanding, you know what? It's really a point of view. The stress is good. It's good for us. It makes us stronger. And then finally, going back to how you were sharing, separating the two, right? And understanding that, yes, we can make a change, going from a leader that is in this way to one that can start thinking and choosing every single day to be the person that God created us to be.
Yes.
It's amazing, the message, the possible mindset, just opportunities are truly limitless.
Yes. It's interesting that you should use that word. You'll find out after a while. You, not everybody. It's a insider's secret. Okay, Sherry, you going next?
Sherry, you're muted.
We're all going to learn lip reading. It's our next session. Okay, so yeah, I mean, obviously you learn so much stuff at Inner Circle once a quarter. But one thing I think that's a big, massive takeaway is that I feel like you're always leveling up, Howard. I feel like you're always figuring out how do you bring some extra element, some extra piece of information, some extra gifted speaker, another perspective, another way to look at it, but it all ties together. So I feel so blessed to be in an environment where we get to hear people like all the people that we've heard over the years, John Maxwell, Darren Hardy, Brian Tracy. I mean, the list is just rich.
Awesome. Yeah, rich.
Today, the Carolyn Leaf was, I mean, she's very calm for me. So when I first heard her and the book, I got to tell you, when I first listened to the book, I was like, oh,
put it on two times,
right? Like speed up.
Times,
but I could listen to her all day. She just has, and it's very obvious that she loves what she's doing. But I love that, and I'm just going to reiterate what Santi said, that in our society we paint stress as a bad thing. There's so many commercials about, are you under stress, are you depressed, are you, I mean, they're literally asking us every single day and pounding it into our brain that we can't handle everything that's going on. So we have to somehow medicate with a new car or a new clothes or a new drink or a new drug or a new prescription. When the bottom line is, we need to medicate by taking care of our brain. And I loved her presentation. I have already got all of her books, but I bought them again. I have incented my entire team to get on the 21-day detox plan. I feel like what a glorious message, and everything tied together, your message, Tom's message, Michelle's message, all the messages tie together. And then I want to just say that to get emails all day from my staff thanking me for making it part of something that they can do while they're at work. It's just a game changer. And so I feel so thankful it sucks not being with everybody, but wow, how great is it to have a roster and everybody signing up for all the different sessions and to have people saying, I want to do that. I want to do that. It's engagement. And so thank you for that platform that gives us that opportunity.
You bet. You know, it's just making the best of the situation at hand, really. I mean, we didn't feel like we did anything really special, but we're learning as we go. And I want to thank everybody for being a part of tonight. And I want to let's hear from Mr. Rick Jones. And I want to go ahead and start getting everybody on deck. So if you are willing to share your success story, it doesn't have to be a great story, but share your case study. I want you to go ahead and let me know that you're ready. Just put in ready, ready, ready in the comments, and I'll call on you one by one. You can come on and testify. And if you haven't sent me a case study yet and you want to get in the drawing, you got to do that before this session's over. What I realized, one thing that I learned through this, is that there's no way that I can read all this stuff right now. Okay, this is one of them that came in a text message. I copied it in a notes app. This is one of them right here. Okay, what, we have a 15-minute break? Okay, and so what I'm going to do is I'm going to read off the names before we close and make sure that everybody's got their case study in, and then that way we have the list of names, and then tomorrow I'll give a bunch of prizes away. Doesn't mean that I won't give it. You got to be present tonight to win. And you don't have to share on video, but the purpose here, we've got a few people who are not members yet, who don't know about us. So, and we may want to use this in the future. So go ahead, and I've got several people who said ready, ready, ready.
Hey, Howard, do you want them on video or audio only?
Video.
Cool.
Yeah, video. Okay, Mr. Rick Jones is going to share first, and then we're going to start bringing people on.
Well, I tell you what, I want to hear from them, so I'll pass. How's that?
No way.
Huh?
What?
One sentence, you know, encapsulate the day.
I've heard two words today, mindset, probably more than I could ever imagine, the mind or the mindset. So to me, my mind needs to focus on the things that are important, and I made a list of four of them: God first, family, employees, and customers. That's where my focus is going to be.
Awesome.
That's it.
Fantastic. Well, these case studies, these testimonials are just, I mean, I can already tell they're such a blessing. So I'm going to start with, the Marion family. Are you got Nancy on already? Okay. So Santi, just go ahead and start bringing everybody on that typed in. And then we'll start kind of going around the circle like we do on a pod. So let's start with the Marion family. Then I'll go to Nancy. Then I'll go to Ben. And then I'll go to Bill. Okay, so Marion family, talk to us.
Hey.
Guys.
Can you hear us okay?
Yes, now we can. I had to turn up my volume a little bit. Look at this. They're all around the table. I love it. I love it. So talk to us about, you know, your, I have it here somewhere, but you wouldn't believe all the case studies I have. So tell us, since we haven't heard your whole Inner Circle story, when you came to Inner Circle, what was the challenge? What were some of the solutions you found, and what were the results?
Should we introduce the business first, just so people understand what it is we do, and then?
Absolutely, absolutely, and introduce your family, too.
Go ahead, introduce your family, and then tell us what we do. Okay,
yes, I'll thank you. So, my name is Jim, this is Daniel, and our son Daniel, my wife Sarah, then our daughter Janie there in the pink shirt, and our daughter Esther May there beside her. What we do is we offer software training. It's actually developer software training, and the software package is your typical HR financials, but also includes campus solutions, enterprise learning. It's one of the largest software packages available. It's called PeopleSoft. Owned by Oracle Software Company. And so I teach developers, and this is our staff. She runs the company, and so she'll tell the case study and everything.
That's awesome. I feel like I'm sitting at the table with you guys.
Perfect.
That's great.
Yeah.
So 2.5 years ago at our
oldest daughter's wedding, Jim said, hey, I'm going to quit my job and start a business. I said, well, he said, can I do that today? And I said, how about if we wait till the wedding's over and then we do that on Monday? So we did that on Monday. I managed a doctor's office to help bring in money while we got it up and running. We took over another man's client list, who is a computer trainer. So we got that list and we got his list and started teaching to universities and larger groups.
Healthcare.
Yep, exactly. So we started out of a 6-foot space in our basement. So we had a 1,200 square foot house with 6 people and a Newfoundland. So that was a blast, a little bit crowded, but a year and a half or so later, went to the Inner Circle. I was just looking on the internet, trying to get some help with systems. And I had managed a doctor's office, but not a computer training business before, not a family business. So I was just searching for help and trying to figure out the best way to do that, and came across I was looking through Ziglar, love Ziglar, got to meet Zig when I was a teenager, and that changed my life. So I was kind of looking through that, and then on the internet I found your site, and so we registered the week before Destin, and then packed everybody up and made it there. Got to sit with Michael Killen and meet Howard and Sherry, and just had a really inspiring time. And then Santiago has just been a blessing to us, keeping us on track and helping us sort through the things that come up in a family business, and then working on adding sales and marketing and the systems and things that we were really lacking. We've also met with Ellen Rohr, and as Esther May said, Ellen gave us sort of a kick in the pants to get a few things straightened out. So we did everything that Ellen suggested. We took the first time we took our assessment, the Wheel of Life, ours looked like a hubcap. It was just really tiny. So we've made a lot of progress in getting some balance and just making that wheel bigger. We've made recordings of our training and started a YouTube channel. We have an email marketing system in place now. We've updated our website, hired an assistant, hired our son who builds computers from scratch and manages people and edits videos and is doing a great job, and just has been a huge blessing to us. We wouldn't be productive, nearly as productive as we are because of the Inner Circle.
Awesome. Awesome. Well, so proud of you guys, and you know how much I love you guys and what a great time we had in Destin. Esther May was the star of the show. Like, I was like, so, I want to give you one of my books. She's like, which one is it? 7 Secrets of a Phenomenal Life. She said, I already read that one twice. Oh, well, let me give you my dream book. I've read that one too. It's like, I got to keep writing books just to keep up with people like Esther May. What are you guys doing? Janie, how are you doing?
Better than phenomenal.
Woo! See that? I'm proud of you guys. Yeah, very proud of you guys. All right, is Jim up to something that I should know about back there?
He's just tweaking things.
He's adjusting the camera.
Got it. Okay. All right, well, everybody give the Marians a big hand clap. Yay! Okay.
Lots of videos, by the way. Thank you.
Yes. Okay, Nancy, you're up next.
I'm relatively new with Inner Circle. I joined in February, and I'm going to go back briefly to 2008. I got laid off from IBM after 23 years. I did sales and marketing for them, and then I later in the year got scammed out of hundreds of thousands of dollars of retirement money and all of a sudden needed a job again. And I couldn't find anybody who'd pay me what I thought I was worth. And there was a guy that I think he was looking at one of the job sites and where I'd put out a resume. And the only thing I knew is that it had potential to earn $100,000 a year. And that was a minimum for me. So I landed in health insurance, specializing in Medicare that way. Got my license in March of 2009. A little bit earlier that year, because of everything that happened, I also got diagnosed with bipolar disorder. Later in 2009, I went through bankruptcy and foreclosure, I had an angel mother that carried me for the 3 to 4 years of starvation that most new businesses go through. And about 2013, I actually ended up with a business. And then I guess it was either last year or the year before, my upline touted this personal development 4-day thing. I won't say the name, but big name competitor. And I went, and it was worth the money. It was okay, but the guy swore like a sailor the whole time. And I thought was, not what I was looking for. Let's just put it that way. So that kind of started me on it. And I got some online things. And then the way I fell into the inner circle, and as you'll notice, pretty much everything's unintentional in my life thus far, and I'm 61 years old. I got an email from Howard. And I should mention that during the 10 years that I had my business, I don't know if it started in 2009, but soon thereafter, I started getting dripped on with direct mail from Howard, which is a marketing person I noticed, but I didn't do anything about. It's going, wow, I wonder how he got my name. I'm not even making any money. And then I got on that webinar in January, and it was an offer to join a pod. And about the first pod, the offer was to go to the business boot camp in Houston. I got in on the last one before the pandemic hit, and I signed up for Inner Circle, and I almost didn't because I also have leukemia, and I'm really not interested in having a team or growing a business at 61 with a terminal diagnosis. And I talked to Eleanor at one of the breaks, and she said, no problem, you can be a solopreneur, that's great. Yeah. And so I signed up. And as far as what I've done with it so far, I'm going to go back to briefly, 2014, October 1st, that's when I was diagnosed with chronic lymphocytic leukemia, which is chronic, incurable, deadly, but slow enough you've got plenty of chance to die of something else first for most people. In June of 2015, at the end of the month, my then 89-year-old mother with severe dementia was diagnosed with terminal colon cancer. And on July 14th of that year, my sister, who'd been fighting aggressive stage 3 breast cancer, turned stage 4. So we had 6 weeks, all of us alive with terminal diagnoses. Mom left us September 1st of 2015. My sister moved into the family home 2 years ago. This July, she will be 5 years stage 4. And she and I both have obesity. She has diabetes. I've got pre-diabetes. I think she could be a lot healthier than she is if she'd lose some weight. And I decided I ought to set the example. And my coach, Rick Jones, he yelled at me for going out and working in a pandemic since I have no immune system, and actually succeeded in getting me to stay home for 3 weeks, which is nothing short of miraculous.
Go, Rick.
And then he challenged me. And I think the reason I was willing to take up his challenge is because he shared his story, and he lost a significant amount of weight at an older age than I am. And my mother did lost 50 pounds when she was a couple of years older than I am. So anyway, I took up the challenge, see if I can at least address the health issues I have control over. And I am now 14 days with no sugar and doing intermittent fasting, and we'll see how it all turns out.
Good deal. Awesome, Nancy. Well, it's great seeing you in those pods, and welcome to Inner Circle. And glad you're making progress on that very important piece. So thank you for being a part. Okay, let's go to Ben. Ben Spees.
All right, you got it, Spees.
Yes, sir.
All right, and hi, everybody.
Hey.
I'm going to get a little bit vulnerable and a little bit out of my comfort zone, not because I'm talking to you phenomenal people, but, getting vulnerable, big tough guy, having to get a little bit personal. So this is actually my second time in the Inner Circle. The first time I didn't take it serious at all. I mean, I didn't even sign into the website. So needless to say, after a few years, my first business failed. So with that said, I'm coming to you live from my parents' house. Not because I'm visiting, but I live here now. I lost everything, my house, car, stock and bonds. So when all that happened, I knew exactly who to call, and I talked to Santi for about 2 hours about that the first time when I was coming back, because I knew that the Inner Circle could help me. I didn't take it serious the first time, and I was going to take it serious this time. And by God, am I ever. In the last 6 months, I've just been participating in everything that I can. And as a member of the Inner Circle, there's always something to do every single day. If I'm not talking to Santi, I'm talking to Aliki. If I'm not talking to Sherry, I'm watching Howard himself give a class. So there's just so much valuable information. And you know, with that said, in the past 6 months, I've made incredible strides and progress in my new path in life. And it's been happening so fast that even this might be news to Santi that I talk to every Wednesday, but I'm less than 2 months from launching my next business. So I'll be doing my own health coach and lifestyle coaching with the backing of two functional medicine doctors.
Awesome.
And you know, all of that came just from participating and taking action. And you know, I kind of felt like I think Edwin Barnes was in Think and Grow Rich. He's the one that sought out Thomas Edison.
Yeah.
He didn't know exactly what he was going to do, but he knew who he wanted to work for and work with. And he showed up every day for 5 years and eventually started working with Thomas Edison. And I kind of feel like I was floating around just putting the pieces together and they're starting to fall together just faster than I can even keep up with. And, you know, all that is it's all for the because of the Inner Circle. Howard, Santi, Sherry, Aliki, the whole crew. And most importantly, I've had more time with my daughter. And you know, that's the most important thing to me. So I had more, but it's hard to go on after that. But you know, my number one priority is now my number one priority. So thank you guys for everything.
Wow. Wow. You know, Bill Imhoff was like, I don't know if I can share because I'm going to cry. So now I'm crying. And you know, I feel like we've grown and I feel like I'm missing out. I feel like we need to do this like, you know, once a month or something and just get the whole tribe together, because I don't get to see what all of you guys are doing and hear your stories and everything. I'm blown away. So, Bill, who you got here with you?
Howard! So great to see you, brother.
Good to see you.
My daughter Olivia. This is my daughter Nikki.
Olivia and Nikki.
Olivia's been here for a couple hours taking all these notes.
Awesome. Awesome.
Even down to.
Yes. Yes.
And I'll tell you what, we're so looking forward to the phenomenal years that you're letting everybody come in on. That's just awesome. Thank you so much for doing that.
Of course. So listen, before I get myself in trouble again, let me ask a good question. Olivia, do you have any of my books yet?
No, not yet.
Okay. Nikki, do you have any of my books yet?
No, not yet.
Okay, so I'm going to send you guys a book, okay? So Olivia and spell Nikki for me.
N-I-K-K-I.
Pop quiz. How did you spell Olivia?
Oh, my goodness. Look at this. O-L-I-V-I-A.
Told you wrong.
Oh, my goodness. Okay.
It's Aliva. A-L-I-V-E-A.
Her name is Alive in Christ.
Woo! Okay, so A-L-I-V-A.
V-E-A.
Alive A. Love that. Love that. See? You taught me something. I should never assume. I keep assuming over and over and over. Okay. All right. So it's nice to meet you guys. I'm going to send you a book, especially for you, okay?
Definitely.
All right. So, Bill, share the story with us.
Yeah. Wow. What a journey that you put everybody on. It's just so amazing. Just like Sherry said before, when everything you do, you bring all these people together and everything else, and it just seems like the value, I'll tell you what, we don't pay you enough. I mean, the value that you give is beyond what you can even think, you know?
It's phenomenal, like high level.
Like beyond phenomenal.
Beyond phenomenal.
Beyond phenomenal.
I mean, and just the way you guys do it, I mean, I could talk to Santiago for like 5 minutes. I call him Mr. Miyagi. And it's just, you can talk to him for 2 seconds and he gives you just something of value, something to walk away with, and something to think about the whole week, you know. And that everything is based right out of the Bible that you guys do is just phenomenal to me. That I can't stress enough is that, you know, you just know you guys are there for us. It's not that you're there for anything else. And it's just great. I joined a year and a half ago. I went to Dallas, and I went there with a one-truck plumbing operator. Turned this into a business because I was always just, a technician with an entrepreneurial dream. I knew nothing about business.
And he's crying.
I need some virtual tissues.
Oh, yeah.
Right.
So then, I left there. You guys just took just thoughts, and I left there with this dream. And it was just how you guys were able to just guide you in the right thought patterns of everything. And then I left there with this dream of, you know, I can do this, I can make it. And it wasn't for me anymore. It was for the employees and their families and to build this community. And then throughout the past year and a half, it even went further that, Sorry.
Well, I'm trying.
You know, so now the goal is make a turnkey business that then I can take what you guys have taught and become what you guys are, and no matter where I go, there's going to be plumbing companies and there's going to be a church, and I want to take everything that I'm learning from you guys, because it's not about even the plumbing company, never has been. You guys have shown me that it's about me making me a better me that God has made me to then give to others.
Tell me what's happening, right? Why is this so meaningful to you?
It's what God has made me to be. And you guys enlightened that. It has just made the vision and the picture so clear, and the hope is what ties it all together. I mean, there's not a day I don't listen to you guys, whether it's on the webcast or a coaching call, or especially like this, that it's like you guys just make the dreams that are stuck in us. Mm. And you by what you say, just it brings it out and just explodes into reality. And then all we have to do is what you spell it out. We just got to follow directions. It's not like we have to reinvent the wheel. And it's just awesome, completely awesome. I just can't thank you enough, Howard.
Now you got me crying. You know that you just got me in trouble, right?
Why?
Because it's moments like this that prove to me that I can never quit.
No, please don't.
Please don't.
Well, that's why you just,
I wish
your team is there. You, even if you step aside, your dream and vision will never quit. It can't. It's going to live through the others. And that's the point.
That is the point.
This is my first time actually doing one of these conferences, and the first time I'm like, wow, this is so great. How could I not miss one of these?
Oh, my goodness. And guess what, Olivia? Alive. You are alive. So here's the thing. We've got this coming up for young people like you. And you know what that's called? I'm gonna share a letter with you, a couple letters. That's called BTP. That stands for Better Than Phenomenal. Okay? BTP.
Awesome.
All right. Thank you, guys. So, so touching.
Thank you, Howard.
Thank you. Thank you.
Okay. Andy Forrest, you're up next. Let's get you unmuted. You ready?
I'm good now. How are you, Howard?
I am better than phenomenal. BTPOTTWCEBL.
Better than phenomenal. It reminded me, what did Zig used to say? He would say, "I'm doing great and I'm getting better."
He said, "I'm like that. Better than good, better than I deserve, and getting better all the time."
Yep. So my inner circle story really started last October. I had been a member for about a year, but I went to the Inner Circle Conference in Houston, and that was where everything came together for me, because, you know, it's when you see people and you, you know, you're with them and they put their arm around you and they pat you on the back and they pray for you. It's just something different. And I came home from that energized and really feeling good about my path forward. The thing that I liked most about the Inner Circle Conference was the knowledge was phenomenal, but the spirituality and the acceptance and love that I felt was like nothing I'd ever experienced in business. And then in January, I lost my dad. My dad was a unbelievable businessman. He taught me about business. He was an all-star dad, Christian dad. But even at 60 years old, I would talk to him all the time, and he was my go-to guy. And very quickly in January, he got sick and passed away. And about 3 weeks later, I told Santiago that it was clear to me what God had done. God knew I was going to lose my dad, and he knew that I needed somebody to replace him in my business life, and he brought phenomenal into my life so that when my dad went home, I had you guys. And it was just, it's as clear as a bell to me now that that's what happened. And it's, I'm so at peace with it. And, you know, I could go on and on about the training and the systems, and because it's all something that's been proven. And I mean, I'm not a guinea pig, you know, when Howard or Aliki or Santiago, you know, tells me to do something, it's already been tried and true, so I don't have that phase to go through. I can just go head first. And you know, and the coaching I get all the time, I'm reminded that, you know, even Tom Brady, who might be the best quarterback that ever lived, he has a head coach, he has a quarterback coach, he has a strength coach. And so it doesn't, you know, having a coach doesn't mean you're weak. Having a coach means you're using your talents and always getting better. And then the community. Howard, I read your book, but I didn't understand community until Houston. And now I understand community. And I talked to Aliki last week, and then I forget who told me, but oh, Susie. I talked to Susie yesterday. Isn't she something? I just wanted to hug her over the telephone.
Yes, she is.
I mean, I just wanted to reach out and give her a hug. She's just a little cute little thing, and now she's, you're going to have another grandbaby.
Yeah. It's so good.
But, you know, everyone is is the right kind of person, is a spiritual person, Michelle, everybody. And Santiago and I, we always end our meetings with a prayer.
Pray
for each other, because the Bible says that's what you're supposed to do. The Bible says it's a bad thing if one falls down and there's no one to pick him up. So that's what Inner Circle is for me. When I fall down, I've got a bunch of people to pick me up. And it's not hokey. It's not rah-rah. It's people who really care and really know what they're talking about. And I just want to thank all of you for being who you are so that God could use you. And I became an Inner Circle member for life. So Howard, you can't quit till I die.
You know that the lifetime membership is my lifetime, not yours, right?
No. That's not what it's playing to me.
You will be a member as long as Inner Circle exists. So
good. I'm so happy about it.
Oh, I am so happy. I never expected this. I mean, wow. We have to do this more often. Thank you, brother. I love you. And thank you for sharing that with us.
Thank you, Howard. Love you. Santiago, yeah, buddy. Give me five, bud.
Oh, man. Wow. Awesome. Okay, Pat. You're up next. And then Michelle, I want you to go after Pat, and then Scott, and then Charlie. Let's get you. You're still, we don't hear you, Pat. Can't hear you. It doesn't show that you're muted. I tell you what, let me get Santi to work on that, and then I'll go to Michelle, and we'll come back to you, okay? All right, Michelle Thomas.
Yes. Hey, everybody.
Hey.
How are y'all?
I bet you from Texas.
just in the small corner.
Small corner of a big state, huh?
Right. Oh, man, I'm still trying to, get back to normal after those other two talks there. My goodness. Well, I came into Inner Circle officially last October. And before that, I had gone to a Ziegler boot camp in Dallas, and that's where I met Howard. And it was really great. I think I was searching for a way to make my business better, but I feel like I'm, I don't want to build a pyramid giant company. I've been a solo practitioner with a helper, doing taxes. I'm a CPA, in case you don't know. I'm a CPA, and I do taxes and bookkeeping and financials and insurance and some real estate and a lot of financial things. I want to help the small business owners in all things financial, so they don't have to spend a lot of time going everywhere for everything, but I just felt like I there's only so many hours in a day that I can work, so I needed to do something to make things more efficient or more profitable somehow. So that's why I went to the boot camp and then came into the Inner Circle, and I just love the Inner Circle and all the people in it. I love the systems, and like Andy said, I'm so glad not to have to reinvent the wheel. I've done it periodically over 30 years, and you don't stick to it. You don't know if it's right or wrong, so it might be right, but you give up too soon,
right?
And you waste money in different ways of getting leads or advertising or anything like that. You don't have anybody to bounce anything off of. And for me, that's the biggest thing that I do actually for my small business clients, is I'm like their quiet, not quiet, but their silent partner, so to speak. So when things are bad, we can go over things in private, and they have somebody they can talk to and they can trust. But I didn't have that. you know, I couldn't reciprocate that to some of my clients. So I needed somebody like that for me. And it, you would think a lot of CPAs would do that, but they don't.
They don't.
So I'm like the oddball CPA because I get involved with, and I like to network my clients together and do all kinds of things like that. So the Inner Circle is just fabulous. I love it. The things are turning around. I'm growing. I don't want to grow, you know, I'm not trying to grow like super big,
right,
but I am growing, and that's going to be more profitable, and that's going to be a better retirement, and it's a better now, and it's better for my people. And someday somebody else can take this business and it can be their, you know, vessel to success too. So right, I just want to thank you for all that. And I just love talking to Aliki, and I didn't like it at first, but I really needed accountability to myself, and that's really the biggest thing it's given me, is making me accountable. I set goals, and then I was setting timelines, and then I just forget about them because, like, you know, I didn't reach that one, so I'll just forget about it. And I was like, Aliki's telling me, oh, no, it's been a week already. Did I hit my goals?
Love it.
So.
That's awesome. Well, of course, you heard that she had her baby, right?
Yes. Yeah. Yes, that's awesome.
I'm waiting for her to post a picture on Facebook. I would never post a picture that she did send us.
Oh, yeah.
A picture, but, you know, you don't post until you get permission, you know, and they got to do hair and makeup and all that good stuff. Okay. Thank you for sharing, Michelle.
Yes, you're thank great. You.
Okay. All right. Pat, are you ready or are you still trying to figure it out? All right. We can go to Scott and Charlie and then come back to you. Okay, Scott, I'm going to go ahead and unmute you myself. Good evening, sir.
Good evening. How you doing?
I'm doing phenomenal. How are you?
I'm doing phenomenal as well.
Good. Glad to hear that.
So, though, my journey's been kind of similar to everybody else's. We started a business in 2010, and actually, Howard, you reached out to me 2011. Talked to you on the phone for about an hour. And at that point, my business could barely rub two pennies together, and I couldn't afford it. Fast forward to last October, we were growing, we're struggling with personnel problems. We've got systems in place, but they've got broken holes in them. We took the company from back in 2010 to just shy under 800,000 last year. And just kind of like what we heard in your, you know, the last seminar was, it's always worth doing something. It's always worth doing something, even if you're not doing it good. Well, we definitely weren't doing it good. And I realized that there was a lot of holes in there. But one night I was laying in bed and I was actually praying. I'm like, you know, please God, bring somebody across my path that can help my business grow and can help me be a better, you know, a better employer, a better husband, and the whole tied on yards. Following day, I don't know if it was a phone call or an email, but that was when you were doing your boot camp in December. You were offering 4 weeks for XYZ amount. And, so I'm like, you know what, it's a sign, so I did it. And I haven't regretted it ever since that I went ahead and just paid you in full for the whole entire year this year for the Inner Circle. And honestly, thank you to Santiago and Aliki, because they have – we've had some trials and tribulations this year, let's put it that way, and Santiago can attest to that. And it's funny because I know that they talk to so many different people, but – they can tell my voice if I'm stressed. They can tell my voice if something's going wrong or bad. And they can also tell in my voice when, you know, I'm excited. And, you know, even though the COVID has happened, I sent it to both of you, but, you know, we're up 30% over last year. And it's actually higher than 30%. I still got a stack of invoices that I'm going to bill out. And I really owe it all to you guys. And we still got a long ways to go, But as you said to me back at the conference, your business will be different by the end of the year.
Right.
It definitely already is. We still got a long road to hoe, but you know, to everybody on this, just like what everybody else said, community means a lot. When I first got to the Inner Circle, it was realizing that everybody has similar struggles, but you know, with faith and community, you can get through anything, and that's truly what it has been to me.
Yeah, that's so good. This is so inspiring for everybody watching this. Thank you for sharing that. I know some of the trials that you've been through, and I just appreciate your faith. And you see how God always provides. And the thing is that you prayed, God provided, and we just want to be used by Him, you know, and just allow Him to do the work that He wants to do through us. So thank you for sharing that.
Definitely is. And Santiago, I sent it over to Leaky, and I didn't even realize she was going to, I forgot that it was getting so close to her having the baby, but I sent her a picture of our brand new building that we're building.
Awesome. Fantastic. Well, you know, Aliki runs by a schedule. Schedules everything. Due date, May 13th. That baby's coming on May 13th, okay? Just how it works.
That's
Thank you for sharing, Scott. All right, Pat, you ready?
I am. Can you hear me now?
Yes, ma'am. Hey.
Hi, guys. I'm Pat Tesoro. My husband and I own Syntech Special Washing Service. We're in Central Texas between Austin and San Antonio. We're a service business. Mike started the business in 1987. He ran the business single-handedly for all those years. And then he heard Howard at a conference, a pressure washing conference, and he ordered the big book full of stuff with DVDs or CDs or whatever, and stuck it on a shelf. And part of the price of that was coming to a quarterly conference. So he sticks me in the car and says, "We're going to Houston." So he puts this big book in my lap, and I look through it, and I'm looking at him like, "Are you kidding me? Howard, I'm a real high C, and you come across as a used car salesman, and then you're just so slick. Your stuff was so pretty and so slick." I told Mike, I said, "What have you gotten yourself into?" And I was very, very skeptical. So the first day I sat there, and at noon on the second day, I looked at Mike, and I said, "We need to do this." And he looked at me, and he said, "Well, I've been thinking about that 6 months thing." And I said, "No, you need to go in for 2 years and then think of 2 years beyond that." I said, it took me a day and a half to see the return on the value, to see the content, to see the quality, to see that the spiritual values of your business are the same as our spiritual values. And so it took me a day and a half for this high C to see the return on the investment. And we've been all in since then. We've been in the Inner Circle about 4 years now. So it's really helped us. Of course, Mike needed everything in our business was in his head because he had run his business on his own for over 30 years. And my question to him at that time was, can you change? You've been doing things your own way all this time. Can you learn something new? Because if you can, then this is worth doing. And if you can't, if you're not going to let go, then there's no point in doing this. And he's been able to do that. He has embraced it and absolutely is all in. He's in that automobile university all the time. He's always on Sherry's pod every week that he can make it. And it's meant a lot to us. But I think the one thing that I wanted to say that has meant the most to me, I came to work for Mike in 2011 as his business manager. I had worked in another job for a very long time, and circumstances, I had to let go of my job. And I came to work for him in 2011. So it's a real challenge to work together in a family business for a husband and wife. And this August, we'll do 45 years married.
Wow.
So we not only do we work in the same business, but we live in the same house, obviously, but our office is in the house too. So we spend a lot of time together. And learning to work well with one another, I realized when I came to work for him after about 2 weeks, this is either going to work really, really well, or this is not going to work at all. The thing that helped me the most personally was when we studied the DISC profile. I had the pleasure of hearing Dr. Rome many times, and he's one of my favorite speakers. But when Mike and I both did the personality profiles, of course, you know what the results were. We are polar opposites. And the old saying is opposites attract. And I think that's really true. And it is very true for us. He is pretty high DI, and I am a off the charts FC. So I think a lot of the conflict that we had in our marriage and in our business over the years was one looking at the other going, well, why don't you see it my way? Why don't you see things from my perspective? Why don't you think the way I think? You know, and there's a lot of wrestling back and forth for control or for, you know, just who's going to make what decision. And there was just a lot of conflict because I honestly believe our brains are wired completely differently. We take in data differently. We have different perspectives. We have different priorities. His way of solving a problem is exactly the opposite of the way that my brain works and I look at a problem. And so that caused a lot of problem over the years as we sort of wrestled back and forth for control. But when we took these profiles and we actually saw our profiles on paper and saw the strengths and the weaknesses and learned about all of that, what we began to see is where he's strong, I'm really weak. And where he's weak, I'm really strong. And when we put the two of us together, we make one awesome whole. We make one awesome team because together we are well-rounded in all four areas. And so what used to be our one of our biggest weaknesses has become our greatest strength. It's because there's no problem that we can't tackle. So now instead of arguing over making decisions, we sit down and we talk those decisions over, keeping in mind what the other's strengths and weaknesses are, and we have learned how to make decisions together. And that flows not only into our business, but into our personal lives as well. And now I love to look at my three boys and they're adults now to see their personalities. And we've got six little grandkids and it's really fun to begin to pick out those personalities. We have a little five-year-old that must be an off-the-charts D. And that little girl is just watch-out world. You know, so that just learning that one thing has impacted not only our business, but impacted our lives in so many different ways. So I just wanted to share that with you, and but we've learned tons, and the quality of the speakers. I followed Dr. Leaf for a very long time. I've heard her on PBS. I've read some of her books, and to hear her talk today was just amazing. And while I was at lunch today, I put that app on my phone. So I've already started that Switch app, and I plan to follow through with that. So thank you for letting me share, Howard.
Awesome, Pat. I love you guys. Y'all are just amazing. And thank you so much for sharing. Thank you. Very, very meaningful, very helpful. Okay, Charlie.
Let's see here. Am I on? There we go. Okay, so my cameraman is, you want to pan around and show who all's in the room?
Great.
So, got my team, and then I've got two of my boys here. This is Jackson, and Mason, you'll have to turn it on yourself now. There he is. There's Mason. He's our computer guy. He's the computer guru. Go ahead and set it back up there, son.
Okay.
Set it up here so I can see.
Sorry.
That's all right. So, what an honor. And, you know, I'm humbled just by everybody else's presentations and what everybody shared. And there's always struggles that are greater than your own. You don't have to look very far. And we've been really, really blessed. We have a financial services company. We put loans together for people, do a lot of business and ag loans. We just finished up doing a ton of these PPP loans. This team and some of their spouses and some other family members and other people that came on for a short time, they were able to put together $150 million worth of these loans and helped a bunch of business owners. And they, you know, I didn't have to ask for them to stay. I mean, they put in the 15 and 18 and 20 hour days to do that. And I've just, you know, one of the biggest things, I think one of my biggest takeaways, and it's what I put in my case study that I submitted, was not being alone anymore. And it's part of, you know, the community here in Inner Circle. It's part of having a coach to talk to, having Howard to talk to. And it's part of talking to other business owners that deal, even though we're all in different things, doing different things, we all have similar struggles. Talking to people that are also of like faith, and then being able to, our last quarter of last year, we hit all of our goals, had hit our sales goal, and figured out that I had the ladder leaning against the wrong tree, against the wrong wall. And we actually had a net negative return on staff. And so we're net negative 2% for the whole year of last year. And I remember listening to Ellen talk, and she talked about open book management, and I'm just squirming in my chair because I own the company all by myself. And then I'm just thinking, I don't think that's a good idea. I just couldn't see it. And so I raised my hand and I asked, I was like, so is anybody else in here nervous about sharing their books with their staff? Because it scared me to death. And anyways, I went ahead and decided that that's what I needed to do. And it was because of a comment that Ellen made. She said that it's not really fair to get mad at somebody for not helping you with a problem they don't know exists. And it's like, Ooh. Yeah, that kind of hit home. And so with much fear and trembling, I shared the numbers. And I think at first glance, when they seen the numbers, they didn't think they looked too bad. And then I broke it down for them and showed what I was concerned about. And my team came around me. They prayed for the business, and they have stepped up, and they're all in. They're helping with everything. They're helping with the business, and I'm not having to do it all myself. And one of the funniest things during this PPP deal, we were processing these loans, and everybody had a job to do, and I decided that my job was, I was going to receive all the emails, and I was going to, I think I was make maybe answering the phones, answering all problems, and returning emails, creating the invoices, sending the invoices. And after I'd put in one, I worked over 24 hours. I don't know what it was. And anyways, I was ready to go home and take a little nap, and I got ready to leave, and I explained to Leslie what I was doing. And I guess after I left, they decided that I was nuts, and they chopped the job up and they organized it. And I come back later that next day, and they had the system. They had built systems. They had colored buckets for different banks, and they had a process in place for how to do things. And they're a phenomenal team that I needed to invite them in. And that's, you know, because of that, we finished up quarter one at, I believe it was 35% net profit on staff. And quarter two is going to be way in excess of 50%. And it's just phenomenal. We broke nine figures already this year. And so just amazing.
Awesome. So, wow.
And one more thing, Inner Circle. I mean, you know, somebody else had said it earlier. I think Sherry said it. You just keep upping the game and adding more value. And to me, because of the way we had been blessed, I thought it made perfect sense for us to go ahead and become lifetime members in 777. And because the value is, it's just there. I mean, you offer a lot of value. Your books blow me away. I'm doing the Think and Be Phenomenal right now. But it's just everywhere you turn, there's more and more value. And I just really appreciate you guys.
Oh, it's our pleasure. Thank you so much for sharing that. And you know, what blows me away is that here's the whole team sitting here at whatever it is, 6 p.m. I'd like to hear from them. Just what have you guys experienced?
Great. Who wants to go?
Some of you guys were at the conference also.
They were all at the conference.
We were all. Okay, so